I thought it would be super fun to reach back into the past, back to 2011 and subsequent years, and share some of my old blog posts with you, which were actually the launching pad to this podcast. They're all posted in a section called Thoughts by Me on my website. I'll put a link in the description. And there's actually some fun recipes on there that I had completely forgotten about that I will be revisiting. And there's some interesting challenges, like life challenges that I challenged myself to that I blogged about. Kind of fun. So let's take a blast to the past.
Thoughts from the Book of John from March 10th, 2017. One of my pastors offered the worship team a challenge on Ash Wednesday at our monthly meeting. I accepted. Lent definition according to dictionary.com. In the Christian religion, an annual season of fasting and penitence in preparation for Easter, beginning on Ash Wednesday and lasting 40 weekdays to Easter, observed by Roman Catholic, Anglican, and certain other churches. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it's a period of 40 days before Easter during which many Christians do not eat certain foods or do certain pleasurable activities as a way of remembering the suffering of Christ. There was a time that I thought the whole Lent thing was just for Catholics, which I am not. I was raised in a missionary Baptist church, so it didn't apply to me. The Catholics I encountered seemed to be all about legalism, technicality, and ritual. The only Catholic service I'd attended was with a friend in high school. It was not positive. The priest read something to us, not scripture, and there were times to say something back, but only what was written for us to say back. The priest said something that I knew was not biblically sound. My friend had to shush me a few times and keep me from raising my hand. I was used to being able to speak freely in church. I was even told they discourage reading the Bible yourself. So I had a very negative, judgmental opinion of the Catholics. I now realize that if we are in the body of Christ, meaning we accept his gift of eternal life through the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross and choose to follow Jesus' example of living to serve, denomination doesn't matter. Religion is man-made. Following Jesus is a lifestyle and a relationship with our one and only Creator. There will be people in heaven, not Baptists, not Catholics, not Lutherans, not you fill in the blanks. People like you and me. I bet we'll actually be shocked to see some of them. Anyhow, the challenge is to study the Book of John for 40 days of Lent. Now, I've read the Book of John many times. In fact, sometimes we do something so often, and if we don't take care to absorb what we are reading, we can become complacent. That is the point of this plan, to meditate on it, to chew it well before ingesting, to apply its truth, to be doers, not just hearers. See James 1:22. To allow it to impact our lives. This morning's reading was in John chapter 5. Go read it yourself. But for this post here, it's just a summary of verses 1 through 9. Jesus and his disciples head to Jerusalem for a feast, where there is this pool with 5 porches. I imagine you can fit a lot of sick, blind, lame, and broken people in that much space. Sometimes an angel comes and stirs the water. Whoever gets in first gets healed, but only one. Jesus approaches a guy that he knows has been suffering a debilitating problem for 38 years, only 4 years less than I've been alive, and asks him what, on the surface, seems like a really rude and ridiculous question. Do you want to be healed? The man promptly whines at Jesus. No one will do it for me by picking me up and putting me in, so I keep missing my chance. Jesus tells the guy to get up and walk, and he's healed. Do you want to be healed? Seems like one of those, well, duh, moments, doesn't it? But is it really? Sometimes it's so much easier to say it's someone else's fault for what's happening in our lives, to point a finger and say, well, if so-and-so had been there for me, things would have been different. If I'd had help, I could actually get somewhere in life. If my parents would have been better parents, my life would have been easier. If they hadn't done this, I wouldn't have done that. The list can go on and on. But the time comes when we have to decide to take action or continue wallowing in self-pity like the rich man in Matthew 19. When God gives us a solution, it might not be what we want to hear. Excuses arise in us and the blame game ensues if we aren't willing to change our perspective and see our part in things. I believe this was the reason it took me so long to quit smoking. I've been cigarette-free for 4.5 years now. I actually blamed others for my addiction to tobacco. Well, if he'd stopped making me angry, I would quit. If my friends didn't do it, I wouldn't crave it. And of course, my favorite, if I wasn't so stressed out, I would stop. The fact is that I loved smoking. I loved the break of it, the reward system I had set up for myself. Despite my insistence that it was others' behavior causing my addiction, my real problem was me. Not one of them stuck a cigarette in my mouth, lit it, and kickstarted my lungs. I'm so thankful that if we let God grow us into who He intended us to be, He will save us from one of our worst enemies, ourselves. Like the song, Where Would I Be Without You by Citizen Way says, my foolish heart led to trouble, but I followed anyway. I'd be one big disappointment if you hadn't rescued me from me. When we let our hearts deceive us, we can be overcome with doubt and fear, and it can keep us from doing what we need to do ourselves. I still get it, though, in other parts of my life. Sometimes I allow me to get in my way. With the loss of most of the use of my right hand, I fall into the trap at random and decide I'm not able to do things before I even try. I feel sorry for myself and give up on dreams and goals. For instance, learning archery has been on my list of things to do in life. Obviously a two-handed sport. Instead of admitting defeat, I'm going to learn anyway. I had given up hope, but after a long talk with the guy at the sporting goods store, I now see that what seemed impossible is now totally doable. It's just going to look different. Same with playing the guitar too. I'm not giving it up like the surgeon rudely suggested. It's just going to look different. I don't have to play for anyone but God, so it can be soft. I can also change the rhythms in my written songs. They don't have to include finger picking and slap rhythms. God said to make a joyful noise, Psalm 81, not achieve perfection. It's about doing what I can do.
Thank you so much for being here today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button right there for me. And click the bell if you want notifications. And hit that like button too. And I will see you next time. Maranatha! I want to follow where He leads. We were made to love, we were made to give. The reason why we're here, the reason why He gave us life. We were made to show the love of Christ. We know this is why we're here, this is why He gave us life. So let His love shine through in everything we do. It's all for love.